spinal surgeon divorces his beauty queen wife because she led a secret life as a high-end hooker earning $700K.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And you'll see, this broad's hot. And this guy, he's the cream of the crop. He's not only in the top 1%, this Dr. Hanjo Kim. He's tall, which is unusual for a guy named Jo Kim, South Korean dude. East Asians, one of their main attributes, isn't generally being very tall. So he's very tall. He makes millions of dollars a year. He's not only in the top 1% overall, income-wise, but he's also in the top 1% of doctors, which is really difficult. Most doctors earn in the high five to low six figures. It's actually very unusual for a doctor to be earning seven figures like this dude, but he's earning seven figures a year. Good looking, built, muscular, square jaw, millionaire. Not enough. Not enough. I don't feel secure. Feminism has taught me I can't trust a man, so I need to accumulate as much secret wealth that he can't know about as possible for the day when he inevitably dumps me, just like feminism has taught me, and then I'll be able to take care of myself because you can't put your trust in no man. This is what feminism has done to women. You can't even have a strong, stable, long-term relationship, even with a dude that clicks all the fucking boxes. He checks all the boxes, still not enough. Six-pack, 6 feet tall and higher, seven-figure earner. I don't know about the cock. East Asians don't generally tend to have big cocks. Maybe he's got a micro-penis. That's why she's not, you know, too happy. I don't know. I think feminism just makes women perpetually unhappy old crones. Eventually, old crones. Although they have the minds of an old crone even in their youth. It's so sad. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red pill, in your face nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Yo, go check it out. At the top of the page in the upper right-hand corner, you will find all my social media links. I suggest you at least follow me on Twitter and Facebook to keep abreast of when I post new content to my BitChute channel, which you should also go check out, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And also to keep abreast of when I have a new live podcast going. Whenever I have a new live podcast, I will post an announcement right before the show on Twitter and Facebook. You will find in the middle of the page at TheRealistPhilosopher.com a lot of useful and interesting offline services I offer, such as philosophical counseling and education in philosophy. So go check that out. And at the bottom of my webpage, you will find three, count them, three donation options. One, my Bitcoin wallet address. Number two, my Cash App address. And number three, my Patreon. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. Consider making a donation. I could really use your help. This show runs on a shoestring budget, and actually, it runs at a loss and always has. It's a labor of love, basically, always have been, has been. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. And also, again, don't forget to follow me on BitChute at bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Okay, let's get back to the story. So, spinal surgeon divorces his beauty queen wife. That's unusual. That's different. Usually it's the woman initiating divorce because she led a secret life as a high-end hooker earning $700K. So this guy has some self-esteem. He's got some balls. He found out she was a hooker. You're out of here! So Dr. Hanjo Kim has settled his divorce from famed beauty queen Regina Turner. According to court documents reviewed by New York Daily News, the surgeon reportedly discovered the ex-Miss Connecticut had been engaging in sex work. This allegedly happened before and during their marriage, which began in 2015. He claims Turner received cash payments from men totaling some $675,000 that he knows about in cash deposits. Yeah, he was able to get this information, I guess, via the divorce courts. So I wonder how much money she actually has, because come on, women squirrel away money like fucking squirrels squirrel away peanuts and acorns and shit, okay? I very much doubt this is all her cashola, okay? So these are from cash deposits from 2015 to 2021. So 6-year period, according to reports in court documents. Dr. Kim is reportedly seeking to void the marriage on the basis of fraud. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Considering how difficult it is to get a judge to enforce a prenup these days, I don't know. I mean, should he be able to get out of the marriage and void it based on fraud? Absolutely. Will he be able to? The way these modern courts, these family courts, which were created for the sole purpose of benefiting women, considering how gynocentric they are, I have my doubts that he'll have much luck getting the marriage voided. And it says that he settled, so he probably wasn't able to do that. Probably just chose the easier option. Okay, I'll give her a few $1 million. Get her the fuck out of my hair. It's easier. It's not worth the fucking hassle and the headache of years in court. He's smart enough to realize that. Just give her some cashola. So a Manhattan spinal surgeon has settled his divorce with his former beauty queen wife. So he probably wasn't able to get the marriage voided, nullified, since he settled. Otherwise, this newspaper would be telling us the legal outcome. He got it annulled. He got it voided. Could be wrong. Maybe that was part of the settlement. I don't know. After claiming in court papers that he discovered she had been engaged in sex work. Yeah. That's great. Can you imagine? You're married to some broad for 4, 5, 6 years. You think everything's going swell. You think everything's going swimmingly. You're working. You're bringing home the motherfucking bacon. And from what I understand, this broad had no legitimate means of income. She wasn't making a living from any legal avenue. She wasn't working, you know, at Costco or something. Stocking shelves and shit. Or whatever hot ex-beauty fucking pageant broads do. I guess they're not going to be stocking shelves. But you get my meaning. She wasn't working in any legitimate endeavors. And as far as he understood, from what I understand, she didn't have a job. Okay? Which means that all the money that she was getting to do whatever the fuck she's been doing for the past 6 years came from him. Because she couldn't use her illicit earnings. She couldn't be using the money she made being a hooker. Not that she would. Why would she? I mean, that's her money. That's her mad money, right? She's not going to spend that if she's got a rich husband giving it to her. Not only that, but if she did, he'd be like, well, where are you getting this money? To take your trips, to do your little fucking experimental entrepreneurship like these rich board broads try to do, right? They try to start internet businesses. They try to start businesses. They usually fail. But all that money, of course, comes from the rich hubby. Who's paying that money because she's a tight fit and still has a tight ass. Isn't a good-looking broad. Yeah. She had it made, but she screwed it up. Dr. Hanjo Kim sought an annulment of his marriage to former Miss USA hopeful Regina Turner, claiming she worked as a high-end call girl before and after their 2015 marriage. So she was working as a hooker while they were married. Yeah. Oh, but no-fault divorce! No fault! I don't think that no-fault divorce covers fraud, but I could be wrong. New York Daily News reported, citing court documents. Yeah, it might cover cheating, but I don't think it covers, you know, law-breaking, which is what prostitution still is. Special surgeon Dr. Kim settled his divorce from Turner before a public court hearing, which was scheduled for 10 p.m. Monday, a court spokesman told the Daily News. The divorce papers filed in Manhattan Supreme Court reportedly alleged that Turner earned nearly $700K in cash from her clients in a 6-year period. Okay, this is the money they found. I need to reiterate this. This is the money they found on a bank account. Yeah, she did earn that. But that doesn't mean that's all she earned. You know, there's lots of different ways to hide income. Cayman Islands, other countries that don't and will not disclose bank statements of their bank customers, even if those people are citizens of said country. So who knows how much cash this broad actually has squirreled away. So millionaire surgeon Dr. Kim claimed he first became aware of his wife's double life in December 2020. Yeah. He was in the dark for quite some time. And to be a surgeon who's making millions of dollars a year, you're a really high IQ guy. So it's not that he's a dummy. He's just very, very busy providing, which I'm sure is a luxurious lifestyle for his hot trophy wife. And what did she do in return? To show her appreciation, she banked a bunch of rich dudes for cashola. When he came across an illicit iMessage. What the fuck is iMessage? Is that some phone app I don't know about? It's probably a phone app. Yeah. Dopey broad forgot to close her phone out. Or maybe she wanted to get caught. I don't know. An explicit iMessage intended for Turner, which detailed a sexual encounter between her and another man. Well, that's unusual. Wait a second. So she's hooking. Now, this is odd because from what I know about hookers, they set up an appointment, they bang, they clang, and then they go home. The John doesn't send them text messages telling her how wonderful and awesome and great it was, and I hope I can see you again. I mean, maybe that's the case with high-end bros that are getting thousands of bucks an hour. I don't know, but this seems like the kind of message you would get from a lover, not a John. Maybe she's monkey branching, though. Maybe she's, you know, her hypergamy is kicking in. Maybe she thinks she found a better dude. Although, from what I understand, I think in 2021, I think currently she's over 30. She's like 31 or something. So if she's actually thinking she's going to do better than a good-looking, built plastic surgeon making millions of dollars a year at age 31 post-law, well, she's deluded, like most modern women. So the papers go on to claim that Turner, who won the Miss Connecticut title in 2011, ancient fucking history, 10 years ago, had clients including a New Jersey-based real estate executive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's the guy she hopes is going to be the new sugar daddy. And an award-winning lighting designer, New York Daily News reported. Yeah, she's definitely not standing on the street corner. And this broad is super high-end, yo. Probably traveling to Dubai and having princes and shit bang her for $20,000 a pop. Not to belabor the obvious, but the defendant clearly committed material fraud. Yeah. I mean, the state wanted to take over running marriage, right? They wanted to take over running the marriage racket so they could destroy men, right? And enfranchise and empower women. Well, you made it into a legal contract, so it's a legal contract. When you have a legal contract, hello, there is such a thing as fraud entering into the equation. So the defendant clearly committed material fraud upon Dr. Kim by concealing her sale of sexual services in exchange for money prior to the marriage, Dr. Kim reportedly states in the court documents. Oh, but that should be okay. That should be okay. Well, let's ignore the fact that it's not okay, that men don't like that, that it's not socially acceptable, that it's never been socially acceptable, that there's a stigma for a good reason. Oh, no, it should be okay because all feminists are nothing more than social reconstructivists, and they believe that people and society are all a construct. None of the preferences we have, none of the things we like, none of the stigmas that exist have any kind of foundation, any kind of root in biology or evolution. Oh, no, they're all just a construct designed to serve the patriarchy. Oh, really? So interesting. Yeah, it's so interesting. If there's a patriarchy, why does it seem to be dead set on destroying men? Why does it seem to favor women? It's not a very good patriarchy. Women get custody like 90% of the fucking time. Men get custody like 2% of the time, and then that other like 8% of the time is like the state getting custody. They would literally rather give the state custody than give the man custody. Hell, the woman's got to be a fucking murderer or a serial killer that ate her mommy, basically a female Hannibal fucking Lecter, before they'll let the guy have custody. Oh, but that's a patriarchy. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, my Lord. So, as is further obvious, plaintiff would never have married defendant absent her lies and concealment. Well, he says that now. We don't know that, but maybe he wouldn't have had a problem with it beforehand, but she was doing it during the marriage as well. That's the odd part, isn't it? She's married to a millionaire. And as you'll see later on, she's getting plenty of cash from this guy. Living a jet set lifestyle, why does she need to be hooking? oh, there she is. Oh boy, that's her in 2011. Got a nice ass, I can tell you that. You can see the ass cheek underneath the front of that bikini, and that is very nice. Okay, she's around a 10. Yeah, 10. Or damn near. Okay, so 10. She's tall. She's lean. She's very attractive in the face. Great body. She's hot. Okay, I'll give her that. Yeah. I have no problem giving her that because these are traits. These are immutable qualities. I don't give a fuck. Sure, I'll tell you, she's hot. Yeah, she's hot. I don't have some underlying hatred of women, okay? If she's hot, I'll tell you. It's not like she did anything to earn that body, okay? Give me a break. I mean, maybe she goes to the gym, maybe not. There's a lot of bras that are smoking fucking hot who never spent a day in the gym that just have really good jeans. Good-looking broad. I can see why Mr. Kim was attracted to her. I can't imagine too many men out there ain't attracted to that. Yeah, she's just got, it's just right. The tits are just right. Handful and nothing more. That's perfect. I'm not a tit guy, though. There's some guys out there that want big, gigantic mammary glands. I'm not one of them. And there's another picture. The fuck is she doing there? Oh, that's as Miss Connecticut. Yeah. These beauty queens, they'll go around doing different charity events and shit. She's holding a wrench and she's not even looking at it. Yeah, yeah. I guarantee you this broad did not put that bike together, okay? That's just a photo op. She's never held a wrench in her life before this moment. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. This broad gets a flat. She's not waiting very long on the side of the road for a bunch of simps to pull over and change her fucking tire. And there we go. So there's the Kim. See? I mean, I'm not a great judge of male looks, but looks like a good-looking guy to me. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's got the square jaw, the oval. Is that an oval, or his head looks more like a square or a rectangle? Okay, it's not completely oval, but not a bad-looking dude. Strong jaw, square jaw. He's a big guy. He looks relatively well-built. He's not a fatty. You can tell that. He's very well-built, very well-proportioned, and he's a millionaire. He makes $3 or $4 million a year. Now look at her eyes. Something's not right. Is it just me, or just looking at that picture, it doesn't seem like they're very close at all. Now maybe this is an early picture taken while they were dating. Because if they're married in this picture, they don't look like a married couple. I don't see a bond. I don't see a connection there. They seem very separated. It seems like more like a father-daughter relationship when I look at this picture. I don't see a real bond, a real connection there, especially in her part. Yeah. Those eyes. Something's not right with this broad. The court documents also reportedly include records of financial transactions alleged to be payments from clients to Turner. That's lovely. Yeah. High end in all ways. I don't take cash. Just wire me the money. Real smart on her part. That can be tracked, bitch. Yeah, of course, he's not going to get any of her money because, you know, he makes a hell of a lot more. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it was settled, of course. This guy, I guarantee you, he just gave her some cash to get rid of her, okay? All right, you want 50% of that? You can have the house. I don't give a fuck. In 1 year, I'll make back what I'm losing to this broad in the settlements. Okay. Yeah, he's just like, all right, I'll pay her $3 or $4 million. I'll pay her $4 million just to get her out of my fucking hair, okay? He did a cost-benefit analysis in his head and came to the conclusion it wasn't worth it to pursue this any further in court. Smart fucking guy. Oh, man. A hearing was due for Monday as Dr. Kim sought to void the marriage on the grounds that he was a victim of fraud. Sounds like he didn't have much luck in that arena, seeing as he settled. He alleged that Turner misled him about other details of her past. No. Really? Including that she had studied science at the University of Connecticut for 3 years before leaving to compete in the Miss USA pageant. Oh! Why would she hide that? That's very interesting. She hides the fact that she went to university. I wonder why she would do that. Why would a woman hide the fact that she has some education and some smarts? Could it be that she wanted to put across the image of being a damsel in distress? That she's helpless, that she's a victim, that she's not that smart, that she needs a man to take care of her. She's not a modern wayman who's educated in university, which more likely than not will mean she's also a rabid feminazi, because I can't think of too many universities out there that don't have required gender studies courses. And they're all people with Marxist professors also, and they're all feminists, because feminism is nothing more than cultural Marxism. So, yeah, she's marrying a traditional East Asian dude, very hardworking, high IQ. He's looking for a wife. Broad that's been to university, probably not going to make a good wife. So, yeah, she lied about that. I don't want him to know I'm educated at university. I want him to think I'm a more traditional wayman looking for a hubby. Yeah. She's canny. I'll give her that. adding that Dr. Kim's papers state that Turner had never graduated high school. See, I called it. I called it. See, women are getting wise, and they're starting to do the chameleon thing more now. Men are, they know that, hey, a man looks at a woman, sees an educated broad, and runs in the other fucking direction. So now they're trying to pretend to snag themselves that rich dude that, I'm just a waif in the woods, lost. I just fell off the turnip truck. Feminism? What's that? Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Some cunning broad here, huh? Yeah. In the court documents, Dr. Kim allegedly alleged that his wife pretended to be out with friends while she was actually engaging in sex work. See, this is the thing. How's she out with friends? Partying. By the way, if this guy had half a brain, he wouldn't let his wife be out with friends. So this guy made some of the key mistakes that a working, rich husband makes. He's too busy to keep track of and monitor to a large extent. He's just too busy. He really can't be bothered. You need to be bothered, okay? If you're stupid enough to marry a hot-looking trophy broad like this, the one thing you don't let her do is do girl night out. Yo, she goes out with the girls. She's looking for male attention, yo. She's looking to branch out, monkey branch. Women are hypergamous. She's always looking to one-up you, dude. And these nights out with broads is exactly what she's doing when she goes out with these broads. She's monkey branching. You cannot let your broad go on ladies' nights out. Absolutely not, because the only reason that a woman goes to a bar is to get male attention, to seek male attention. And she shouldn't be doing that when she's married. It's not proper. It's not appropriate. Oh, rich philosopher, you evil sexist, you. How dare you try to tell your woman what to do? She's not yours. You're objectifying her. I'm not telling her what to do. She can do what she wants, and I can do what I want. And there's the door, and I can use it if you go out with your friends. I mean, hey, you're in total control of what you want to do. I'm not going to tell you not to go out with your friends. I was just going to tell you what I'm going to do if you do go out with on this ladies' night. I'm going to use the door and go bye-bye and divorce you. You can do what you want. I can do what I want. See how that works? And also claims she had to make frequent week-long trips. Weeks-long trips to China related to a clothing app she was developing? I wonder how she developed that clothing app considering she had no job. Oh, she used his money. Used his money. So apparently he wasn't skimping on her upkeep and her dreams and her want to be an entrepreneur. He was financing that. Not good enough. Not good enough. I need my own money too. Well, you know, you could have worked harder. You could have developed that clothing app. There's lots of things you could do. I mean, you were a hot-looking broad. But she could have continued to surf along on her looks. He was financing her app, her seeking to start a business. Clearly, he was giving her an allowance, taking good care of her. She's traveling to China for weeks on end. He's financing that because if she financed that, he would ask her, hey, honey, you're unemployed. Where are you getting this fucking money? But it's not good enough for her. This is the modern woman. Seven-figure dude, good-looking, all the sixes. Hell, he's got some sevens in there, and yet, not good enough. I need better. At 31, ay, 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 yeah. So the story goes on to say, in fact, such travel was in connection with defendant's provision of sexual services in exchange for money, the paper reported the court documents as saying. She went to China for weeks on end. Well, she's probably got millions of dollars in China. So I lived in China for many, many years. And what I can tell you is that foreigners are allowed to open bank accounts there in whatever currency they want. And they can transfer and change it into yuan or keep it in the form of U.S. dollars, which is their main reserve currency, actually. I mean, they have euros. They got everything, yo. Whatever amount you want to deposit in their banks in whatever kind of currency, you can do. And guess what? They don't divulge the bank accounts of people who put money in China, even if you're an American. So courts wouldn't be able to find out if she had money in China, let alone how much she had in Chinese bank accounts. And I guarantee you, she's got money in China, yo. $675,000 over a six-year period. About $110,000 a year as a high-end hooker. No, 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 no. this broad was charging $2,000 or $3,000 a pop, I guarantee you, she's got multiples of that amount in foreign bank accounts. Guaranteed! Guaranteed! New York Daily News said Turner subpoenaed bank accounts showed $675,000 in cash deposits. Yeah. So there's a close-up of the doctor. Yeah. That's not good enough for her. Not good enough. You can tell. I mean, look at the way that his shoulder, you know, arcs up. Kind of. I mean, the guy is well-built. Very muscular. You can see that he takes good care of himself, even though he obviously works long hours. He puts in the time at the gym. Good-looking guy, making great money. It's not good enough for a modern woman. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. The grass is greener on the other side. There's got to be one step up from him. Yeah, Superman wouldn't be good enough for this broad. Oh, well, Superman doesn't care about money. It reported that records showed checks for as much as $2,000 each made out to... Oh, I was right. $2,000 a pop. Yeah. I call it $2,000 to $3,000 a pop, yeah. So $2,000 an hour. You're telling me in a six-year period, this broad only made $675,000 charging $2,000 a pop with her hubby paying for everything? Bullshit. Bullshit! Each made out the cash and deposited in Turner's account from the New Jersey real estate executive whom the outlet did not name. Yeah, he's probably married. The deposits from the executive alone totaled $185,000, according to documents filed by Dr. Kim and reported in New York Daily News. I bet you he went all out on private investigators to dig up dirt on her. Meanwhile, the lighting designer's company wired $116,000. $116,000? You know how they say a hooker is cheaper than a wife? It's probably not the case here. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's proportionate to your wealth. Maybe these dudes are married and maybe their wives cost them more than this. But if you're just some average schlub, yeah, this chick is definitely more expensive than your wife. Jesus Christ. If you're some dude making 50, 60 grand a year, you couldn't afford this chick. Meanwhile, the lighting designers company wired $116,000 over 6 years, including many individual payments of $10,000. $10,000? She must be giving up the ass. Jesus Christ. The outlet reported, citing bank records and included in the court filing. Yeah, I think these hookers probably charge more for anal. Jesus Christ. The papers reportedly state that Turner claimed, oh, don't objectify me. Meanwhile, they make objects of themselves. No problem. Well, so long as they get paid. In January, to have no income and to be totally reliant on her husband for support. I called it. This is where we are, guys, and this is why marriage won't work. Because along every strata of income level, from the lowest to the highest, women are like this. They're always looking for somebody better. They're always looking for greener grass on the other side of that fence, even if they can't see what's on the other side of that fence. Even if it's a wall and not a fence that is too high for them to easily climb up on top and look over, that makes it even more mysterious. Oh, I can't see what's on the other side of that fence. Maybe it's better than what I got now. So what do? You know, they cut ties, they work their way up to the top of that fence. Oh, it's a desert. Well, I'm going to walk through that desert. Maybe the next wall I come across, maybe the next fence, there'll be actual grass and it'll be greener. Yeah. Don't kid yourself. It doesn't matter. You're poor, you're middle class, you're wealthy. Broads are always looking to one-up you. That's the nature of the modern feminist chick. Perfect example right here. She had everything and then some. Nah, not good enough. Oh, my God. No income. Yeah. He financed her hooking. Oh, that's great. And he probably had to pay her millions of dollars to get her out of his life. Dr. Kim earned $3.2 million in 2018, according to the New York Daily News, which said the couple own an Upper East Side apartment. I bet she owns it now. And a waterfront home on Long Island. Wow. Wow. So, holy shit. Upper East End apartment? That's worth millions. And a waterfront home on Long Island? More millions. She probably got one of those homes and he got the other. She got a home worth millions of dollars, probably got a big cash payout. And she was totally, completely in the wrong. But hey, no fault divorce. And even though she committed fraud, it's going to take me too long. I'm going to have to pay lawyers X amount to get these fraud charges to stick, and these courts are so gynocentric, it'll probably cost me more to pursue this than to just pay her off and get her out of my fucking hair. I got to get back to work anyway. I'm a fucking doctor. I don't have time to deal with this nonsense. So, yeah, Daily Mail has reached out to lawyers for both Kim and Turner for a comment. I guess they didn't get a comment. Yeah, the doctor's too busy. As for her, maybe she's still hooking at 31. I don't know. Look at that picture. Is it just me? There's no connection there. Just the looks on their faces. They don't look like a married couple, do they? They don't look like a married couple to me. And she just looks, I don't know. She's got the fish eyes. Those eyes look dead to me. She's got a nice smile, beautiful teeth, which he probably paid for. But I guess before she got married to him, maybe she did the closed lip smile. Yeah. But anyway, good looking broad, but there's just something missing there. Something's not right looking at these pictures of this broad. Yeah. Good muscle tone. I'll give her that. She's definitely a hottie. I don't think there's much more to her than that, though. I mean, look. These broads that are willing to do this kind of work, they're damaged, okay? Something's happened to them in their past. They were sexually abused as a child or just abused in general. They don't really value themselves very much. So they're more than willing to degrade themselves and treat themselves like a piece of meat to make cashola. And you also take into account her extreme lack of trust in men, which is even higher than your average rabid feminazi. Although many of them would hook too if they could, but they're usually Kool-Aid colored haired pigs. Oh, that no man would pay money to have sex with. But she's clearly very, very damaged, has a very low opinion of men. She marries this guy, millions of dollars, worth millions of dollars. He gives her the world, and what does she do? Works as a hooker. To stash away as much money as possible, because what has modern feminism done to women? It's taught them that you can't trust a man. Men are not stable. They're not reliable. You need to be independent. You need to make sure you have a backup plan, a nest egg for the day when he dumps you, which is inevitable. Yeah, modern feminism, feminism in general, has ruined women. So there you go. Spinal surgeon worth millions of bucks. Not good enough. He's over 6 feet, has a six-pack, big dick, big bank account. Works, makes seven figures. Still not good enough. And now this broad is 31. And I predict a future of deep and unabiding unhappiness for this broad. She's going to find out the truth, like most women. She's going to discover that once you post wall, there is no greener grass, okay? There's just a lot of dudes who are not as successful or well-to-do as the husband who just dumped you. And all they're going to do is use you as a pump and dump because they can get 22-year-olds. So good luck, sweetheart. Good luck. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments section. Is this relationship pretty much emblematic of the state of affairs between men and women? Is it emblematic in regards to what marriage has become? Let me know in the comments, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. I suggest you follow me there. And again, if you really like my content, please consider making a donation by going to TheRealistPhilosopher.com. I could really use your help.